Blog Talk Radio. Amazing, because this woman with the issue of blood, I loved it because in the midst of her bleeding, like this morning in the prayer time, when the call today was talking about bleeding, a lot of us was walking around bleeding and without being healed. We go to physicians, we go to our loved ones, we go to our coworkers, we go to people who we don't know just to fill that void on the inside of us. But when I tell you that it's complete and it's already done, you just got to believe that it is. Amen? But this woman who bled for 12 years, she went to physician after physician. Now, I'm not saying that physicians are not good, because yes, God has given wisdom for doctors. He has given wisdom to them so they be able to take care of us. Amen. So it's nothing wrong with going to a doctor. But what I'm saying is that when you exhaust everything you could possibly have, and then God says, I'm going to heal you, because we seek out everything when our house goes to foreclosure, when the electric bill is overdue, when you get shut off notice for your gas company, we seek and sought out people instead of getting on knees and praying to God. But let me tell you something. This woman said, enough is enough. I've been bled for 12 years. A Band-Aid can't cover it anymore. I'm just outdone. Hallelujah. I got to get to the master. So she went in a place where nobody else would go. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, if I could just touch his cloak, amen, I know in her mind, I know I will be made healed. So even if I could just touch him is getting up early in the morning and saying, God, I love you, Father. I just want to worship you. I just want to praise you, God. Touching him is just being in his presence and just the intimate time between you and God. But she got to a point where she says, look, I'm going to humble myself, even though now I'm isolated from society because they had all kind of rituals back then. You know, you're impure if you was to bleed. But that woman said, let me tell you, call me impure. Call me a name. Tell me I ain't nothing, because I know I'm something through Jesus. But if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. We got to get to a point in our mind where we say, it's complete, it's done. I have all the necessary parts that I need to complete this thing, because it's already completed. It's already done. So stop searching all in the wrong areas for relationships, for friendships, for people on the job to like you, for your community to embrace you, for people at the store to embrace you. Get out of that mindset. If you always got to surround yourself with other folk and embrace them so people can embrace you, just so you can feel like you whole. No, that woman was made whole. And God said, what did Jesus say to her? He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. Hallelujah. I just love it. So you got to go back and read Luke chapter 8, when it talks about the woman with the issue of blood. He said, your faith, because she had enough faith to step out when somebody else said that she wasn't nothing. She had enough faith to step out and say, you know what, you isolated from society, you bleed, nobody else want to be around, you impure, and if I touch you, that means that I am impure. And she said, and you had to go several days before you even come out when somebody who was menstruating touch you. But she said, call me what you want. Say I ain't nothing. And say I am a dog, but I know that I am somebody. Hallelujah. So I'm just saying, when you want Jesus to heal you, take off those Band-Aids and let Jesus heal you. Because sometimes we can keep putting a Band-Aid over the same sore, because we expose it by opening back up, by inviting other folk in, and we know that should have been left out. So then you put a Band-Aid back on it, because now you hurt again. But hallelujah. But this woman said, no more Band-Aids. I want to be healed, because I'm tired of bandaging myself. Because if you think about it, you put a Band-Aid on, when you take it off, the adhesive that's on the Band-Aid start leaving little marks around, so people always know when you got a shot from the doctor's office, because you got tape still on you, huh? The residue from it. So she was sick of all the residue, and she was sick of all the tape. No, she wanted Jesus to heal her. And sometimes we are already allergic to something that's already wrapped on us or taped on us. Amen. And let me tell you something. That woman said, no, I want to be healed, because I'm tired of the Band-Aids. I want to be completely healed. So she was made complete. Why? For her faith. So stop worrying about what folks say about you. Stop worrying about what people, how people look at you. Get what you need to get from God and go keep moving forward, because it doesn't even matter. Some folk get upset because they say, you yell, you scream. My daughter said the other day, people, some of her friends, I said, well, listen to her friends, right, because they ain't your friends, get upset because if they said that she's loud, but it's the joy that's on the inside of her. So don't I remember Evangelist Catherine, you know, she always making a joyful noise unto the Lord, always making a loud sound, and she had to get to a point where I had to put you out here, Evangelist Cat. She had to get to a point where she was like, look, it don't matter what folks say, because I know that I'm real. I know that I love the praise of the Lord, and it's the joy of the Lord that's my strength. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That's why my daughter's able to praise. That's why she's able to be so bright and bubbly out all the time. And let me tell you, so folk don't like your shine. They don't like it. They don't like your shine. When they think that you're standing out because you praise the Lord, or you standing out because there's something about you, they don't like you. So they'll try to dim your light. I remember my friend Melissa from California always said, don't allow nobody to dim your light. Hallelujah. Don't allow nobody to dim your light. Hallelujah, Jesus. But let me tell you something. No matter what they said about this woman with the issue of blood, she said, I don't care, because it ain't about my family. It ain't about my friends. It ain't about my coworkers. It ain't about my community. It ain't about what the bill collectors say. Hallelujah. I know that I have been set free. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I've been set free. So that woman went where nobody else wanted to go. So she got on her knees and touched the hem of his garment and didn't care what folks said. They didn't care. They say, now you're dirty from crawling, but look at her healing. Sometimes you got to go through some stuff. You got to go through the muck and the mire to get what God has for you. Hallelujah. You got to go get to the point sometime where you're humiliated by society, but look at God. Don't worry about folk talking about you. Don't worry about every time you walk out the house, they got something negative to say about you. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Whew, Jesus, thank you. I don't care about people's words anymore. I don't care what they say about me, because I know God loves me. Hallelujah. And I know he has set me free. Yeah, he set me free. Yeah, he did. He set me free. He set me free from that lying tongue in the name of Jesus. He set me free from people think that what I can't do in the name of Jesus, because God said I can do. And that's how you got to get to a point where, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Remember when President Barack Obama was in office and he had that slogan, yes, I can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can be delivered. Yes, you can be set free. Yes, you can have a made-up mind to win. Yes, you are victorious. Yes, you are somebody. Yes, you are free. Yes, you no longer bound. Hallelujah. You got to get to the point where you have to repeat those things to yourself, because see, ain't nobody else going to say it for you. You got to say those things for yourself. Oh, you got to say it for yourself. Oh, yes, you do. Yes, I am free. Yes, I am delivered. Yes, I got a made-up mind to live. Yes, I got a made-up mind to do better for myself. I don't care what y'all see. Yes, I got a made-up mind to make sure I have a roof over my head. Yes, I have a made-up mind. No, I ain't going to go shopping today. Yes, I'm going to pay my phone bill. Yes, I'm going to pay my electric bill. Yes, I'm going to pay my gas bill. Have it made up in your mind, because sometimes people could put you in a place where you feel like, where they pressure you. It's okay if you don't got a new outfit to go out this weekend. Look in your closet and get something else. But when you get it, rock it. It don't matter if they seen you in it before. Rock that outfit. See, it's us that keep our own self bound. Rock what you have. Amen? Folk can't talk about you if you're comfortable in your own skin, if you're comfortable with what you have. Amen? But this woman with an issue of blood, what I loved about her spirit was that she didn't care whether or not she was isolated from society. She didn't care about who's talked about her really bad. She just knew, I just had to touch Jesus. And that's how you got to get to a point. If you don't want folk talking around you, okay, put your earphones on, your earbuds on, and start listening to the gospel. Start listening to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God is good. Amen. I'm getting ready to wrap up on today. I just wanted to just give you words of encouragement. Thank you for being patient with me, for me changing the time for half an hour back. But I so love you all. I am just so blessed and so inspired by y'all. Y'all got to come out when wintertime comes on December the 7th. Look on my Hope Victorious page. And come on out from 10 to 12. It's a motivational workshop. I know you will be blessed. I'm blessed in the midst of just being there in my own self. Look, I'm speaking. It didn't even happen. I'm just believing God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You are free. You are free. I'm going to go back later. I'm going to look at all my comments so I can comment. I don't have my tech with me today, my mom or my daughter, but I'm going to go back and read it. But I am But I'll see y'all next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. I'm just trying to keep my composure because I just feel a shout coming on, you guys. Let me tell you something. I said on Sunday, you don't know what somebody else is went through or going through, but you just got to keep going. You just got to keep going through. So you may not know this story. It's not for you to know. Know your own story. But what I'm saying is that be kind to one another, because sometimes we be so abrupt and we just treat people so mean sometimes we don't even know nothing about them. Amen. So be encouraged on today. Keep pursuing the Lord and keep on pushing. My lines are open. I'll take your call if you want me to take your call. If you want to comment or say something, I'll take your call on today before I end the broadcast. Amen. I am pumped, super hyped up on today, y'all. Oh, my God, because he's good. God is so good. Amen. I love you all, and, you know, keep each other in prayer. I thank you all for all commenting and in commenting with each other. It's so amazing. It's something because one of my friends said that, she said, I see one of the ladies, I see you always say something, Reverend Pam, she'll be at the workshop. I said, yeah, she'll be doing the workshop. My friend, Ameshi Williams said that, so she even see, like, the comments on here. So it's good when you comment because you all will learn or know one another just by commenting, amen? So my lines are open. If you want to take, press 1, I'll take your call. If not, I'll see you all on next Tuesday. Be blessed. Know that God is your side. Know it's already complete. It's already done. It's already done. Keep your head up. I know this is a time where, you know, when we kind of like be low in our spirits because of the holiday time. But think on all of those good memories. Like I was thinking about my dad. I had like a real breakdown about 2 weeks ago. And I was talking to my sister and my mom today. And they said probably because it's closer to when your dad, to his birthday. But I said that when I start crying, I start laughing, thinking about something my dad said because he was so hilarious. He was so funny. So I've learned to embrace those good memories of my dad and, you know, in the good times of my father where I can reflect. And then I'm thankful that God allowed me to have a dad as long as I had him. So I'm blessed. I'm blessed on today with that. So for those who are mourning or upset about loved ones, you know, not being with you or somebody's mad at you, you know, ask God to settle that relationship between you and them, and where there's a peace between them. And if you're mourning your loved ones, ask God to mend your broken heart and to fill that void on the inside so you won't be vulnerable and start reaching out to all the wrong things. Amen. Because sometimes you can latch on to some things in a vulnerable time that don't mean you no good. So ask God to heal you and fill you up. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. Lift you up and I give you the highest praise, Lord God. Lord, I pray, Father God, Lord, if you will go before Miss Lois on today, my brother-in-law's mother, and heal her body, Lord God. Touch the Telepharos, Father God, Antoine's family in Virginia, Father God. Lord, I pray that you would touch my family, my mom and all my sisters and my family and my children, God. Touch everybody on this line. Touch their parents, their children, their loved ones, their relatives, their Lord God. And I pray for Sister Raju today. If you would send healing upon her body, Lord God, I thank you for the healing virtue that have gone out for Deacon Randy today, my Lord. Thank you for healing Aunt Prolia, my aunt, Father God. Lord, I love you and touch Ms. V, my friend Pam's mom, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you and touch my spiritual mother, Reverend Moore. I love you, Lord, lift up and give you the highest praise, God. Touch Rita Elaine's brother on today. Do it right now for your glory, God. And this in Jesus' name, touch and keep everybody on this line in the mighty name of Jesus, dear God. Touch them, and this in Jesus' name, send healing. It's complete and it is done. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. God bless you all. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. I don't even want to hang up on this broadcast. One day maybe the Lord tell me I'll go for an hour, but only if God tell me, y'all. All right, I see y'all later, and God bless you, and I don't take none of y'all for granted because I so enjoy you all. And hello to Deacon Mutcherson and his wife, Sister Deaconess Mutcherson. And God bless you all. And remember Sister Marian Smith in your prayer.